Eighth perek of Bamitzia, third mission. Ashrela separa, person of bar the para. Ashrela biyad benoi biyad abda biyad shluichor, and he sent it in the hands of his son, or his eved, or his shliach. Or in the hands of the son or the eved of the shliach of the shoyel, and the animal died potter. In other words, we're saying it's potter till it came to the hands of the shoyel. Now, the truth is, if it's the shliach of the one who's lending, the mashal, the one who's giving it over, it's poshut that shliach cannot start the responsibilities of the one who's borrowing it, because he's a shliach of the one who's lending and not the one who's borrowing it. But the question is, what about the second part? It says if you give it to the shliach of the shoyel, he's potter. Why should he be potter? You gave it to the shliach. Shluch le'adam k'moise. So the Mar is talking about that he wasn't appointed shliach for this. He's a general worker of the shoyel, but he was not appointed to be a shliach for the specific transaction, and therefore it's not to take responsibility. Yeah. Okay. There's other tirutzim. But if the shoyel said to send it to me in the hands of my son and my eved or my shliach, or send it in the hands of you the mashal, the one who's lending to me, your son or your eved or your shliach, or the one who's lending it out says, I'm going to send it to you in the hands of my son, my eved, and my shliach. Why? Because here he was explicitly appointed a shliach. Whether it's normally his shliach or the mashal shliach, since the shoyel consented to the fact that this should be the shliach, when it comes to the hands of the shliach, he assumes responsibility. On the flip side, we say when he gives it back, also when he's giving it back, if he gives it back to somebody, the shoyel is giving it back, he remains responsible until it comes to the hands of the one who lent it to him, or the shliach of the one who lent it to him.